So here I am again, totally not expecting to be talking tonight, but I do happen to love this theme of peace. And a big thing that's happened for me over the last couple years, you know, we talk about spiritual practices, and practices are what got me to the place where I am now, where really peace is a matter of the perspective I choose to see life from. Uma mentioned, you know, part of what we talked about in expansion, you know, something came up today. I just happened to be walking by Jim Gray's office, and Karen was in there. She's like, oh, my God, there's so much to do. The servers are coming. I got this deadline. And, you know, there was a little bit of frantic, and I'm just like, you know, hey, it's okay. It's all going to work out. And it's like, what's the worst that can happen? I ask myself that a lot. Because that is really what brings me peace. You know, what's the worst that can happen here? What if the deadline isn't met? When we find ourselves in that situation, in any situation that makes us tighten up, when we begin to lose our peace, is like, okay, let me look at this from a higher perspective. For me these days, you know, and it comes pretty naturally, but it wasn't always that way. It wasn't always that way. Whenever fear and doubt and judgment, feeling shamed, all of those things, those are the blockers of peace, because the truth is that peace is right here now, present. And we say that, right? We say that, but when we're not experiencing it, how do we open to that again? And a lot of times for me, it's like, well, let me just share a story. I think stories really speak to things like this. So, and this speaks kind of growth. So a situation that would have, you know, a few years ago put me into a real tailspin and would have, you know, definitely taken away my peace, but would have also taken away the peace in the realm of the people around me. Because I'm a force, right? I can be a force for good, and I can take away the peace, believe me, right? Yes. So when we were in California, we went to California a few weeks ago, earlier in the month, and you know we're in the process of selling our business. And the story goes, like, everything was going fine, and we had one salesperson who had been with us for many years, and she was challenging to deal with, but she brought the money in, right? But it situations, she wasn't really hitting her numbers. And here we are, we're selling the business, and here's the numbers, here's what they look like. But then the potential new owner is like looking at the numbers go down, down, down. So, you know, Kimberly, you know, she got back to Colorado. I had to stay a few days later to train somebody. And, you know, she was kind of worked up about it, a little bit pissed, you know, that Margo wasn't doing it. She's like, I'm going to send her an email. I'm like, okay, wait. Before you send her the email, let me see it first. Well, she didn't do that, did you? No. So she sent the email. And the reply was, I quit. Okay, so this whole situation was created. Now the old me would have immediately went into saying, why did you do that? And like, you should have listened to me, you should have, you know, and then that part of me that has grown wiser. I've grown a little wiser. You know, I'm like, okay, well, that didn't happen the way I planned, right? And, or the way that we planned. But I went into, like, what's the worst that can happen here? You know, I already know. I trust in God. I have that now. I trust in the universe. I know I'm on my path. And that path is love. And I came here to be that in this community, to grow in that. And so I had the opportunity in that moment to be love for my wife, even though in the moment, you know, it probably wasn't the wisest thing to write an email when you're pissed, right? We all know this, right? We know this. Because sometimes the words don't quite come out how we want. We cause something to happen, right? And so here we find ourselves, you know, in the midst of she's having to do now what this other person did, and it's definitely created a situation. But by choosing to see it from a higher perspective, like what's the worst that can happen? It's not going to kill us, right? That's the worst thing that can happen. We could, you know, drop dead. Karen, thank you for that this afternoon. What's the worst that can happen? Yeah, I can drop dead. Well, that's not happening. But it is teaching us, it taught me that when I hold that place of peace, when I hold that place of love, love is for me the key to everything. So when we want peace, it's like it's love that's being called forth. And that was something I wrote in a mission statement not too long ago when I was in ministerial school is that is my mission. Anything unlike love is a call to love. And I answer that call in every instance. Now, I'm not always perfect at practicing that. Not every instance. But I'm able to see in the moment that I don't do that, I'm able to see it and I can correct it. And so in the higher perspective too, I also realize that that this is a game, right? The things that we do in our day-to-day thing when we have deadlines and, you know, things that we gotta do, you know, it's like we put these things on ourselves, you know? Why do we pick that day as the deadline? Yes, sometimes a print deadline is important, you know, if it goes to print. But a lot of times we set up these things like, you know, I'm going to lose 10 pounds by this, you know, by this date. And, you know, that date comes and you gain two and it's like, oh, my God, you know. So then, you can go into this whole thing. But not to take it too seriously, you can play the game of life. And I think it's really about just being the best you in that moment that you can be. The Four Agreements talks about that, and I love how it's put there, because the best I am today may not be the best I am tomorrow, right? But to be the best in the moment, and for me, being the best is just being as loving and open-hearted and non-judgmental, because judgment is, for me, I've noticed whenever I'm in that place, it kind of blocks the flow of love, and it steals my peace. So I don't know how long I've been rambling on up here, but again, this is kind of new for me, but I'm embracing it because I am in a container of love, and I feel the peace of this place. I feel the peace that's already here. So is there anything that I missed about that story? Was there something that else I needed to share there? I'm not sure if I covered it all, but we're gonna play, yes, that's right, yeah. So when we're doing the prep work, you know, I do approach, and this does help me to stay in a place of peace. You know, when there's these outer circumstances and things that we're playing with, right, the game. You know, it's like, I'm willing. Okay, I'm willing to play with that. I'm willing to play with that deadline. I'm willing to play with that, what is being asked of me. And there's a willingness. And in that willingness, most of the time it goes just fine, right? But if it doesn't happen, or if there's obstacles that I can't overcome, it's like, okay, well, I played, and I played my best, and it didn't happen. But again, it's looking at it from the higher perspective. What could possibly really go wrong because I didn't meet that? Because I had it's all about the attachment of it, right? So those are the ways that I've really grown over the years. And all I can say, it doesn't really matter where you are at on your path. You're called, you're here, right? And whatever spiritual practices bring you that feeling of connection to the divine, for me, that is where it all begins, is to know that I am a part of something bigger that loves me, that is here to support me and guide me when I listen. So everyone has their own way of tapping into that divine flow, and I can just encourage you to keep doing what you're doing and allow when something new crosses your path, it piques your interest, that you feel something in you that says, that's interesting, to follow it. Follow it, see where it goes. I'm a big advocate of spiritual practices because I don't necessarily know if I would be standing in this place of peace and empowerment and liberation had it not been for those. So it definitely has its place. And I think that's all I have. So thank you so much.